The National Corn Growers Association is expressing concern that pending EPA action could prove costly for American crop production. EPA released its draft ecological risk assessment for atrazine in June as part of the re-registration process for the herbicide. If the recommendations included within the assessment stand, NCGA says it would effectively ban atrazine. A new report shows that if the EPA moves forward with its proposal on atrazine, it will cost the industry about $2.5 billion in yield losses and increased input costs. Wesley Spurlock is a Texas farmer who serves as the National Corn Growers Association's first vice president. Spurlock says atrazine is a valuable and safe tool that farmers need.
There's been a couple studies done, and they're coming back to if you lose the atrazine and have to go to other chemicals that may not be less effective, then we're looking at a $30 to a $59 an acre income loss to all of us at a time when markets and our net profits have dropped over 50% in the last year and a half.
Spurlock says that's a staggering cost at a time when net farm income has already declined 55% over the last 2 years, according to USDA figures, and he says other areas could take a hit.
If you're making less money, you can spend less on everything else. In all of your inputs, you'll change and drop some of those. You'll not maybe buy as equipment as often. You'll try to repair and use what you've got. And so then our infrastructure and agriculture that has improved so dramatically over the years will start to slow down and deteriorate a little bit.
He says the EPA draft assessment on atrazine poses a threat to other crop protection products as well.
If they take the ability to use atrazine away from most of the producers in the U.S., and if they're allowed to use this bad methodology in doing this, which even went against their own science advisory group at EPA, then none of our chemicals are really safe to use. And as they do these reassessments, they can take anything and everything away from us the way this methodology works.
EPA is accepting public comments on the assessment through October 4th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.